We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen. This is an episode in our series, Letters to the Early Church. God is a good father who speaks to his children, and thousands of years ago, he spoke to the early church through letters written by leaders who followed Jesus. The church is the people of God united by the Spirit of God under the lordship of Jesus on mission to change the world. And as we discover the story of each of these letters, we'll see that the things God spoke to the church then are still relevant to our lives today. This story is all about the armor of God, which was written about by Paul in a letter to the Ephesians. It can be found in the Bible in Ephesians 6. Picture this with me. There's a man sitting in a house in the city of Rome. His name is Paul, and he isn't here by choice. He has been imprisoned here and is under constant guard by Roman soldiers. Paul had been going around teaching people about Jesus when people became upset about his message and he was arrested. Now he is waiting to stand before Caesar, the ruler of the Roman Empire, who will decide what happens to him. You see, Paul loves Jesus, and everything about his life is centered around him. Paul spends his time traveling from place to place, telling people about who Jesus is and what he has done for us. That he is the Son of God who came from heaven to earth to save us from our brokenness and offer us life with God forever. Paul hasn't always been a follower of Jesus, though. As a matter of fact, he used to be a person who sent Jesus' followers to prison. But one encounter with Jesus changed Paul forever. Now he wants everyone else to know Jesus, too. So, even though Paul is stuck here in prison, he refuses to stop talking about Jesus. Since he can't travel and visit people in person, he writes letters to the church instead, to the different groups of people in many different places who have heard about Jesus and have chosen to follow him together. On this particular day, Paul is thinking about the church at Ephesus, the Ephesians. At one time, Paul had gone to Ephesus and shared the good news about Jesus. He stayed with them for several years, teaching them about the life Jesus offers us and showing them what it looks like to follow him. It wasn't easy at first. The people there felt like Paul was disrupting their way of life. But eventually, their hearts were changed as they believed the good news of Jesus, and the church at Ephesus was formed. They grew to consider Paul their teacher and their friend. Eventually, Paul left to go to another city, but the Ephesians have continued to live out what he taught them, and the church there has continued to grow. So today, as Paul is thinking about the church at Ephesus and asking God what he wants to say to them, he begins to write them a letter of encouragement that will help them to stay strong in Jesus and be unified, or in other words, to work together and act as a team. Paul starts his letter by reminding them of the most important thing, the story of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, the thing that has changed all of them forever. He makes sure they know that because of Jesus, they are God's beloved children, and nothing stands between them and God anymore. Then, Paul talks about how, as followers of Jesus, their lives should change in response to knowing who Jesus is and what he has done for them. The love of Jesus transforms us from the inside out, and every part of our life looks different when we are following him. Finally, as Paul is writing, sitting in this house, imprisoned, he thinks about the Roman soldiers who are guarding him. Day in and day out, they are here, dressed in full armor, ready for a battle. They stand tall with a belt around their waist, a breastplate over their chest, sandals on their feet, a large shield in their hand, a shining helmet on their head, while holding a sword at their side. Seeing the soldier's armor gives Paul a physical picture of a spiritual truth. Just like these soldiers put on these pieces of armor to prepare them to stand strong in battle, God has given us tools to prepare us to stand strong in life. Paul must share this with the Ephesians. So in his letter, he writes, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." You see, Paul isn't trying to prepare the church at Ephesus for a real battle. When things in life get hard or scary, our battle is never with other people. It is with the darkness and brokenness of the world, a battle that Jesus has already won. Paul wants the Ephesians to remember the victory they have in Jesus and put on the armor of God. A soldier's belt holds together their armor, and followers of Jesus can put on the belt of truth. Truth is what holds us together. In a world full of lies, Paul wants us to know that we can rely on Jesus and God's word as our source of truth. A soldier's breastplate goes over their chest and protects their heart and vital organs, and we can put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteous means to be in right standing with God. When we receive Jesus' forgiveness and choose to follow him, God calls us righteous. Our righteousness protects our heart by reminding us who we are because of Jesus, beloved children in God's family. A soldier puts on their shoes and walks into battle with firm, confident feet. And we can fit our feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Peace isn't the absence of conflict, it's the presence of Jesus. No matter what, we can walk through life sure-footed and stable because of our confidence in the gospel, the good news of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. A soldier holds up a shield to protect themselves during battle, and we can hold up the shield of faith. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. And we can hold on to our faith to protect ourselves when doubt, fear, and lies come like flaming arrows. A soldier's helmet protects their head, and we can put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation means to be saved. When we receive Jesus' forgiveness and make him the Lord of our life and believe in who he is and what he has done for us, we are saved. Salvation is what protects our mind and helps us remember who we now are in Jesus as we live a life of freedom in God's family. And finally, a soldier is trained to use their sword to defend and attack. And we can hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's word is our source of truth, and we can train ourselves in God's word so that we can step into every situation and circumstance, remembering and declaring what is true. As Paul finishes describing the armor, he adds one more encouragement. He writes, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." You see, all of this, putting on the armor, is meant to be done while staying close to God through prayer. Prayer is simply talking with God about the life we live together. We can talk with him anytime and know that he is listening and he is with us. After a few more final words, Paul's letter is complete. He hands it to his friend Tychicus, who will bring it to the church at Ephesus, and eventually it will spread, being copied and shared with other churches, read by people across the world, and one day becoming part of the Bible we read today. You see, this letter Paul wrote to the Ephesians still matters to our lives. Truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer are the tools God has given us to prepare for life and anything that may come our way. As followers of Jesus, we can put on the armor of God every day. No matter what we face, Jesus is with us. He has already won the victory, and he gives us everything we need to stand strong. Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.